USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump decided to halt massive immigration raids, setting a two-week delay so that Congress can try to come up with a solution to what he calls a loophole problem at the southern border. Only a few hours before widely advertised operation raids were scheduled to start in major cities, the president called it off abruptly, saying he should wait for a few weeks. In an interview on Fox News Channel, Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan said there was a security element involved.
The media got a hold of some operational specifics, and they reported it. It's just egregious, and it puts the lives of the officers and agents at risk. And so what the president did, he recognized that, and so he postponed one to protect them.
But it was the president who continually tweeted information about the now postponed raids. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In a wide-ranging interview, NBC's Meet the Press asked President Trump if impeachment would help his re-election chances in 2020.
I think I win the election easier, but, you know, I'm not sure that I like having it. Look, I did nothing wrong. I was spied on. What they did to me was illegal. It was illegal on the other side. I did nothing wrong.
The 2020 Democrats are spending some time in a red state in hopes they can flip it to blue. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Presidential candidates are wooing Democratic voters in South Carolina this weekend, a crucial primary state where most of the Democratic voters are black. A CBS poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden holding a steady lead with 73% of the African-American vote.
Whomever the Democratic nominee is, we have to stay together and elect a Democrat president of the United States of America.
Another poll by CBS says South Carolina voters want to hear about health care the most, followed by jobs or the economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A long-promised Middle East plan would invest tens of billions of dollars in the region. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Trump advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner's Middle East plan facing immediate broad rejection in the Arab world. The administration's $50 billion economic plan was unveiled on Saturday, and Kushner says
the plan would invest about $50 billion in the region. It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza. It would take their unemployment rate from about 30% to single digits. It would reduce their poverty rate by half if it's implemented correctly.
While quickly denounced by the Palestinians and other Arab nations, Kushner is to present the plan this week at a conference in Bahrain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FAA has barred all U.S.-registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aerial Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.